Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
From WNYC, New York Public Radio, this is Soundcheck On Demand. I'm John Schaefer. This on-demand service is made possible by WNYC and its listeners, so please help support this free service by becoming a member at WNYC.org.
WNYC On Demand is supported by Open, how American Express serves small business. Open offers a range of products and services designed exclusively for small business. Details at 888-779-OPEN or open.com.
Todos los días sean de sol. No pido que todos los viernes sean de fiesta.
This is Soundcheck. I'm John Schaefer. In a little while, a conversation with the leader of a New York band that combines rhythms from Cuba and Puerto Rico with rock and roll. But right now, we continue our look back at the best of 2006 with music writer Carolina Gonzalez, contributor to Viva New York, a Latino-themed section of the New York Daily News. She's co-author of Nueva York, the complete guide to Latino life in the five boroughs. Carolina's here with her picks for the best in Latin music for this year. And Carolina, Shakira is nowhere on your list. What? Multiple Grammy Award winner, you know, heroine of North and South.
Well, you know, Shakira is definitely dominating everything. So I figured, you know, you really kind of have to give a little space for other people. Because I actually put Alejandro Sanz on my list because, you know, you hear him in La Tortura, mm-hmm. and he's constantly been getting second fiddle to play second fiddle. So, and he's got a lot to offer in his own right.
But to talk about playing second fiddle, I mean, most people refer to that song, La Tortura, as a Shakira song and don't even mention that he's on it. So I guess a good case in point. Now, the Latino music market is, it's not a style.
Right.
It's many styles.
Yeah.
So how do you deal with that?
Well, actually, that's one of the things that makes me very happy because I get to, for this list, I get to pick stuff that's pop, that's rock, that's country, that's jazz, that's, you know, electronica, dance music. I get to pick all of that and it still counts as Latin music.
Well, now, there were a number of big stories this year. And as we saw with our jazz list on Monday, some of the big stories of this year were, in fact, older stories that have now been brought back. Fania, the Fania All-Stars, the Fania mm-hmm. record label. I can remember in the 1970s, they seemed ubiquitous here in New York.
Yeah, I think, you know, Fania, as much of Latin music, Fania gets really not given the credit that it's due. I mean, Fania really was this label that I think is equal to Motown, just in terms of being this hit factory, in terms of really encompassing this broad, basically encompassing everything that was going on in Latin music in New York and in other places in the 60s, 70s, and even into the 80s. And they've never really gotten their due. Now that eMusica purchased the entire catalog and has been reissuing, I think they reissued about 30 to 50 this year alone.
Mm-hmm.
And they still have a long way to go to get through the whole catalog. I think if people really start paying attention to it and start kind of picking up some of the records, they're going to see that, again, what we're seeing now currently, you would see it back then, that Latin music really does go across the spectrum. And you have rhythm and blues, you have straight up Cuban music, you have, you know, doo-wop, experimentation in jazz, experimentation with rock, you know, it goes all over the place.
So eMusica, which, you know, you can find online at the eMusic.com website,
mm-hmm.
is just beginning to get through this whole catalog. There are, as you say, several dozen that are already available. Joe Batan, born here in New York, Spanish
Correct.
Harlem. I mean, he is one of those pivotal figures that you're mentioning.
Yeah, and the funny thing is he's one of the pivotal figures, but he's not Latino. He's African-American Filipino, but he grew up in East Harlem, so he really grew up alongside a lot of these other guys. And when you listen to him, you really hear that sort of, you know, New York City energy and that New York City mixture of all the different genres.
He is considered one of the originators of that Latin soul style.
Absolutely. He coined the term sal soul.
And this is one of those old Fania recordings that is already now, once again, available, this time digitally. Here is Joe Batan and Good Good Feeling.
Good, good feeling.
That is Joe Batan. And Carolina, how long ago would this have been recorded?
This was, I think, 68 or 69.
Mm-hmm. It has that sound, but, you know, but this guy also sang in Spanish.
Oh, yeah,
you know,
he did.
Was completely
he did.
Bilingual.
Yeah. And he's still around, too. I mean, there's a couple of people who've kind of refound Joe Batan. I think he lives up in Westchester now, but I've seen him. He's played shows around town, for example, with Mark Ribot.
Mm-hmm.
I saw him last year for New Year's at Tonic, and that was, you know, he still sounds the same. He sounds great.
All right, we're speaking with Carolina Gonzalez, getting her picks for the best in Latin music for 2006. The Chilean rock group Los Tres, you said they're one of the highlights of the year for you.
Well, I think this is where I got to do kind of critic's prerogative and just pick somebody that I really, really, really like. Los Tres were this Chilean rock band who were, you know, pretty well known in Chile in the 90s and also by sort of connoisseurs of Latin rock. So like a lot of my musician friends were really into Los Tres. I mean, these guys are incredibly melodic, have these really lush, lush melodies. And they broke up in 2000 and we all cried. And then they got back together and just put out a new record this year that is, as you know, to me, as good as anything that they have put out.
And this is, you know, an example of their art. Is it still incorporating some of the old Chilean folk stuff?
Or? Yeah. I mean, like, if you go through the record, they've got different kinds of songs. This one kind of combines that sort of, you know, they do this sort of mercy beat sometimes. Sometimes it's sort of 1950s Buddy Holly rock. Sometimes it's psychedelia. But they will do these, they'll throw in these Chilean protest song, like folk song. I mean, one of the guys in the band is actually the grandson of Violeta Parra, who is, you know, Chilean folk song royalty.
Right.
You know?
Let's hear a little bit from this Chilean group, Los Tres. From Chile, the band Los Tres, their 2006 release called Hágalo Usted Mismo, Do It Yourself, and we are speaking with Carolina Gonzalez, music writer and contributor to Viva New York, the Latino-themed section of the New York Daily News, and she's got her picks for the best in Latin music 2006. These guys rock, but Carolina, every time you've been on the show, you've asked us to play this next band, which has a somewhat different sound, Calle 13. 13th Street, I guess,
yeah,
would be the.
Yeah,
is that
yeah.
is that
yeah,
that's where they're from?
Yeah, I guess so. Yeah, yeah, yeah. I'm not super duper clear on the geography of San Juan, so, but I'm gonna assume so.
It seems like there are a number of bands that have come out of San Juan who name themselves after their neighborhood or their bus stop or their street.
Yeah, because it's all about you know, representing your hood.
Yeah,
you know, it's
all
about representing the hood.
Now, this is a very different, as I say, a very different sound.
Mm-hmm.
They've been referred to as a kind of a De La Soul of reggaeton.
Well, I refer to them that way. I don't know. I haven't seen anybody else say that, but I really think they occupy a similar spot.
De La Soul being, you know, kind of socially conscious rappers.
Socially conscious, but also like really playing with the formulas and just having a lot of fun. And these guys, They're clever. They're extremely clever. They'll make a couple of political points, but they're not trying to be, you know, they're not trying to be public enemy or anything like that.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, I just really see these guys as what I'm hoping is the first shot across the bow for the diversification of reggaeton. I mean, if reggaeton's going to have a long life, it's going to need its outcasts. It's going to need its Nazes. It's going to need, you know, a lot of different kinds of people contributing to the music. And I'm just hoping these guys
are the first. It can't just be Daddy Yankee.
You know, I love Daddy Yankee to death, and I think he's incredibly talented. But, you know, you just have, right now you have a couple of producers dominating the field. So, you know, it's like Timbaland doing every single record. You get tired of it.
All right, well, let's hear a little bit of Calle 13.
Ellas cocinan con salsa de tomate, mojan el arroz con un poco de aguacate, pa' cosechar nalgas de 14 quilates. Atrévete, tete, salte del closet, destápate, quítate el esmalte, deja de taparte, que nadie va a retratarte. Levántate, ponte hyper, préndete, sácale chispa al starter. Préndete en fuego como un lighter, sacúdete el sudor como si fuera un wiper, que tú eres callejera, street fighter. Atrévete, tete, salte del closet, destápate, quítate el esmalte, deja de taparte. Sácale chispa al starter. Préndete en fuego como un lighter. Sacúdete el sudor como si fuera un wiper. Que tú eres callejera, street fighter.
That is the band Calle 13. The song is Atrévete Te, or something like that. The album otherwise untitled. And we are speaking with Carolina Gonzalez, who is laughing at my attempt at pronouncing the title of that song.
I'm laughing with, John. Laughing with.
Now, I like the horn arrangement there. I mean, when's the last time you heard a clarinet in a reggaeton song?
Well, that's my whole point, is that these guys, you know, I mean, you are starting to see little bits and pieces of other kinds of sounds going into reggaeton. There's a new song by Tito el Bambino, who's one of these sort of like younger teeny bopper guys, but he threw in this whole Bhangra thing, which I thought was really interesting. Ooh. So you're starting to see a little bit more diversification. So.
All right.
And some of the other guys like Diego Calderon are still great.
Now, how diverse can we get and have it still be Latin music? And the reason I ask is because the next artist is Brazilian, and there has been this question, this continuing question. Is Brazilian music Latin music?
I'm happy to claim it. There's so many great, great musicians in the Brazilian tradition that it would be a really... We Latins would be making the same mistake that a lot of people in the U.S. do, which is excluding music because you don't understand the lyrics.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, frankly, the sort of the singer-songwriting styles that you see in Brazil are very similar in a lot of ways to what you see in all in the rest of Latin America. So I'm happy to claim Brazilians.
Okay, and I'm happy to see Lenine on your list of the best of 2006.
Yeah, I was actually really surprised that this was his first release in the U.S.
Yeah.
I had been turned on to him by some friends a few years ago and bought a couple of import copies of his records. But in my head, he was already released here, because how could you pass this guy up and not release him here?
I mean, he's considered one of the top singer-songwriters in Brazil. And yet, as you say, it wasn't until this year. And the record that was eventually put out is a compilation
of
some stuff from older years.
Right.
Here's an example, a song called Tubi Tupi from Lenine.
Sou o índio da estrela veloz e brilhante, que é forte como o jabuti. Por diante de agora em diante, e o distante galáxias daqui. Canibá tropical. Qual o pau que dá nome à nação? Renasci natural, analógico e digital, libertado astronauta tupi. Eu sou feito do resto de estrelas, daquelas primeiras depois da explosão. Sou semente nascendo das cinzas, sou o corpo, o carvalho e o carvão. Meu nome é tupi, guaicuru, meu nome é peri, disse-se, sou neto de caraburu. Sou Galdino, Juruni, Aoni. O meu nome é Tupi, Guaicuru. Meu nome é Peri.
That is the Brazilian singer Lenine from his self-titled debut recording here in the States after a long and prolific career in Brazil. And this album on Carolina Gonzalez's list of the best Latin music of 2006. We started Carolina by talking about Fania, the Fania label being finally brought back in the digital age. And we conclude with one of Fania's great artists, Ray Barreto.
Yeah, I'm really missing Hard Hands right now. That's his nickname, Hard Hands. And, you know, and when you look
at... He died this year, I should mention.
Oh, I'm sorry. Yes, he did. He died earlier this year. And, you know, one of the things about a lot of the musicians that were on that, on Fania was that a lot of them have really amazing jazz chops. I mean, Eddie Palmieri, who, thank God, is still with us, is an example of that. And Ray was just, you know, he did all these incredibly experimental, groundbreaking records that really hit both the Latin side and the jazz side. Another person on this record is Hilton Ruiz, the pianist, who also died in Cuba earlier this year under very odd circumstances.
Was it in Cuba or was it in New Orleans?
Oh, I'm sorry, you're right. It was New Orleans.
Yeah,
you're totally right.
But Ray Barreto, Suddenly It's Spring is the name of this piece from his re-released record called Standards, Reconditioned.
Right.
Going back to the long, illustrious history of Latin jazz, Carolina Gonzalez is co-author of Nueva York, The Complete Guide to Latino Life in the Five Boroughs, and her full list of the best Latin music of 2006 is on the Soundcheck page of our website at WNYC.org. Carolina, happy holidays. Thanks for joining us again.
Feliz Navidad, John.
Still ahead, well, we've heard how rock had a Latin tinge this year, and Latin music got its rock on. Next, we'll hear the avant-salsa rock of the band Zimog El Gallo Bueno. This is Soundcheck. Thanks for listening to Soundcheck from WNYC, New York Public Radio. Each day we dig into what's happening in music, and you can hear everything we do and check out our other programs on demand at WNYC.org or on iTunes. All of this is made possible by WNYC and its listeners, so please help support this free service by becoming a member at WNYC.org. Thanks.